That's amazing, Ken. And what is really fascinating is that in the next installation, when we talk about lines of development or multiple intelligences, we start learning that we all have these different capacities, unique intelligences, and different areas to explore and develop. And all of this can be directly affected by neuroplasticity.
It's relearning the whole organism. Because we'll find, and we're talking about neuroplasticity, changing neurons. Well, what neuroscience has found is that there are actually three brains in the body. In the gut region, there is a staggering number of neuronal cells. The gut is just full of neuronal tissue. It really does have a brain. And it's not only acting with the capacity that brain cells have, it's interacting with the brain, it's interacting with the rest of the body. When we say, oh, I've got this gut feeling that I just can't do this, that's a brain picking up information and saying, no, it don't. That's wrong. The heart, it turns out, has an enormous number of neuronal cells. This wasn't known at all, even a decade or two ago. That's recently been discovered. And so, of course, for tens of thousands of years, humans have looked at the heart as a central part of human awareness. And for most traditional cultures, the heart is the actual center of awareness. And if you ask a pre-modern individual, where is your consciousness? Where is your soul? Where is yourself? They point to their heart. The brain will only recently, in modern times, was thought of as a place that had intelligence. But we actually have all three of these brains. All of them can be activated. We have different types of intelligences across all of these brains. Those need to be activated. They develop through various stages. Each stage becomes more and more conscious. It has a greater perspective. It has a capacity for more loving, more caring, more compassion, more embrace. All characteristics have that capacity to grow and develop. So we want to help people move their standard default position from the lower levels into some of the very highest levels possible, including ultimately what's referred to as enlightenment or awakening, which is generally taken to be the highest state that humans are capable of. And so all of this changes profoundly how you can operate in the world. And the talents and capacities that you have that you can do this with. And what we're finding now is that even though not many people know about all of these, we have a map that does. We have a framework that will show you all of the ones that are out there, ones for which there's an enormous amount of scientific evidence. Some of them go all the way back to pre-modern times. Some of them were discovered in modern times. Some were discovered in pre-modern times. Our point is just that. We're covering all of the bases. And so that means we're going all the way back to the beginning, and anything we can find that has transformation written on it, or increased intelligence, or increased perspective, or increased transmutation, we want to know about it. And when we find out about it, we tell you.